Tyson fought an infant.
Ooh. Can't wait to punch you in the face while you're sleeping tonight. Get up, get up.
Saved by the bell.
Come on, let me get in a bong hit before round two. Oh, look at that ass.
Hey! Come on! I spilled the board! Stop! You cheated, you dick.
No, they didn't.
Oh, the bond water reeks.
Yeah, maybe if you cleaned it, it wouldn't smell like your girlfriend's ass.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
How's it going?
Who are you and why are you in my kitchen?
Oh, your landlord, he hired us to pick up your stuff.
This is bullshit. It's like Cypress Hill concert in here. I don't rent to those kind of people.
Fury, what the hell's going on?
Vetch Capalona Simias Pasi. Alex, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, for the last 6 months, you not pay me rent. So now, I no longer let you stay here. Okay? All right, my friends, pack up everything, put on truck, okay?
No, that's impossible. We've never missed a payment. Every month, I give Josh hundreds of dollars of my money, and then he writes you a rent check. Right, Josh?
I love them so much.
You love who?
The girls of Madame Camay's Filipino Palace.
You've been spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
They're not hookers. They're massage therapists.
That would massage your cock for money.
There's a word for that. I think it's hooker.
You're a hooker!
Well, wait.
Listen, Alex, I make you a special deal, huh? I give you 5 minutes to pack up all your shit you don't want thrown away. And if you take one extra minute, I have my two friends. They take your testicles and remove them through your anus. Deal? Nice, man. Okay, they got 1 minute and then you. Okay? Posemia, polemia? Okay.
I'm sorry, Alex. I should have told you.
You can't whack it to internet porn like everyone else?
You know I don't have a credit card. So where are you going?
I'm going to go to Dante, see if he'll let me stay there. What about you?
Madame Camay said I could stay at the palace.
You're sick.
I know.
Where's the bong?
Alex, you forgot smoking lamp. I'm sorry. Was that expensive piece?
That's your fault, too. Just another day, just another day. Yo, Dante, pick up. Josh is killing me. Where are you? I'm sick of talking to your machine. Why aren't you home? I need you. It's another day. It's another day. It's another day. It's another day. Hey, Alex. Don't you answer your phone? I've been calling for a half an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was putting up my Christmas tree.
Dude, it's July.
Get the fuck out of here.
It is? Yeah. And, why are you naked?
Oh, my God. I am naked. Come on in.
Dude, your ass is tanner than my face.
That is pure fucking insanity.
Yeah, I know. You got addicted to hookers.
No, I'm talking about the guy who threw your bong. You should never throw a bong, kid. Ever.
Yeah, well, anyway... I was wondering if maybe I could crash here for a while.
Oof. I don't know, man. I got a business to run. This is like my office as well as my home. Plus, the lion comes in a couple days.
You're getting a lion?
Yeah.
Why?
To protect my shit.
Never heard of a dog.
Dude, you can get past the dog. Nobody fucks with a lion.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what kind of weed do you want? I got the Incredible Hulk. I got some of the Green Monster. I got the Bling.
Hey, we go through this every time I come here. I don't care what it's called. I just want a bag of fucking weed.
Whoa, chill, bro. You know you can't raise your voice like that when the lion's here.
You know what, I gotta bail. I'm gonna miss my cousin's wedding.
You look like a bag of shit. You sure you don't want to borrow my birthday suit?
Thanks anyway, but brown's not my color.
This isn't brown. I'm bronzed.
So you can't kill the demon at the end of level 6? Do you have the magic arrows? Easy. Here's what you do. Hide behind the boulder. When the demon comes out of the cave, shoot him 3 times with the magic arrows. Then his head will start to spin. Once that happens, you jump up on the boulder, you do a flying downward thrust with the Sword of Doom, and that's it. Level 6 is done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have I told you today how much I love you?
Ooh, hey, Grandma. Ooh, you look hot.
I haven't been out and about for a while, so I thought I'd step it up a notch.
Well, it worked.
Good. Well, listen, your father tells me that you need a place to stay.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Sophie left us 2 weeks ago, so her room is available if you need it.
Oh, where'd Sophie move to?
Heaven.
Ooh, sorry. Sophie was so,
mean and full of hate.
Yeah.
So, you want to move in tonight?
You know what? That's a really sweet offer, but unfortunately, I promised my friend Jeff I'd stay at his house.
Come in, hurry up.
You sure this is okay?
Yeah, it's totally cool. Just keep your voice down. My roommates are sleeping.
You mean your parents?
Yeah, same thing.
Nice jammies.
Thanks, they're a present for my roommates.
That's cool.
Here we go.
Where am I supposed to sleep?
On the air mattress. Do you need a stuffed animal? I have a dog. I think I have a bear. Yeah, I have a bear.
What are you, 8?
At least I have my own bed.
Your bed is a car.
Yeah, but it's a fucking sweet car. My roommates said they're going to get me rims for Christmas. Or a CB radio. I can talk to other car beds. That'll be hot. Might get a stereo, too. My sister said I should get an alarm.
Shut up. Is lost in the jungle, it's up for you to find it. Oh, Laura, you dirty, dirty adventurer. Come on, let's go exploring. Why don't you explore my underwear, baby? Damn, you look good. What's under the skirt, Laura? Oh, let's see. Huh? Ooh, Laura, no panties. You know I liked it like that. Oh, yeah, okay. Ooh, here we go. All right, here we go.
Frank, what are you doing up
there? Oh, my God! I'm sorry! I can't stop coming! I'm sorry! Oh, it feels so good!
I can't believe you came on my mom. You might be the biggest perv in the world right now. What were you thinking?
I couldn't sleep. I saw the doll.
So you can't wake me up to play video games or something?
Didn't want to disturb you. You were balls deep in that turtle with a thumb in your mouth.
I love my turtle. Anyway, my mom said you could still stay tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's not an awkward breakfast. Tell her thanks. I'm just going to go crash at the office.
All right, suit yourself. I'll see you in a couple hours.
Yeah.
You can keep the doll, by the way.
Oh, I was planning on that.
Oh, my doll is a whore.
Excuse me?
Hi.
Good morning. I'm just looking for my office.
Are you the new janitor?
No, I'm Samantha Garson. I'm here to oversee the final stages of production on Eternal Death Slayer 3.
Oh, hi. I didn't know anyone new was coming in. I'm Alex. I'm one of the testers.
Do you usually sleep here?
No, I was working late. I love work. I love life.
That's good to know.
Yeah, your office is probably the empty one down the hall.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alex.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
What's up, douche Bigelow? How'd you sleep last night?
Fine, Speed Racer. What'd you do, valet your bed?
No, but I'll self-park it in your asshole. Come on, let's go to lunch.
Hey, you remember Laura, don't you?
Yes, I do, and she already has a cold sore. That's a surprise. Hey, word on the street is Mr. Cheezel brought some girl here from New York to make sure we finish Eternal Death Slayer on time.
Yeah, her name's Samantha. She's really hot. She wants to bang me.
Sure she does. Are you ready?
Oh, please.
Line up, you fucking nerds. Who wants a shot at the champ?
Whoa. Who's going down?
Taking the title, old man. The game?
It's Frog Buck.
Let's do it.
Tea?
Sure.
It's a wonderful dandelion nettle blend. Very cleansing. Good for new beginnings.
So, Samantha, as you know, our immediate focus is the completion of Eternal Death Slayer 3 in time for the fall.
We've had an enormous amount of bugs at this stage, and quite frankly, I'm a little more than concerned.
Knifehead 4 was in a similar situation, but we met the deadline. Jump Rope City was a total nightmare, and we figured it out.
That's why I brought you in. To complete EDS 3 on schedule, so we can free up all the testers for JP's new masterpiece.
Two major titles in 1 year? And he's programming and designing them all by himself. He must be a genius.
Well, JP is not normal. He created the original Eternal Death Slayer when he was only 13. He's the definition of a prodigy.
JP! Sorry I'm late, Mr. Cheezel. I was in the middle of another huge breakthrough with the new game.
How's it looking?
It's the future of gaming.
Breathtaking.
Care for tea? No, I'm good. I don't believe that we've met.
Oh, this is Samantha Garson. I brought her in from New York to be the project manager on the EDS 3.
Hi, it's nice to finally meet you. You have quite a reputation.
Everything you've heard about me is true. So, if you ever need anything, just please feel free to call. I'll give you all of my numbers.
Thanks, I will.
Seriously, anything you need.
Say, JP, why don't you show Samantha around the office? Introduce her to everyone.
Sure, yeah. I'll put my genius on hold for a while. After you, my lady.
Namaste, you guys.
Do the kids in school hound you for Eternal Death Slayer tips?
School. I didn't need school. All I ever cared about were video games, and they've made me a millionaire. So maybe I don't know what the Civil War was or who invented the helicopter, even though I own one. But I did beat The Legend of Zelda before I could walk.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm thinking of getting metal legs. It's a risky operation, but it'll be worth it.
What's in here?
It's just the kids in their break room. Or as I call it, the stupid idiot room full of jerks. Mine's the biggest office.
Let's check it out.
I thought you were good at this, man. Flies, I'm a frog, meeting flies, a lot more than you.
Come on! Eat that frog dick, Timmy, eat it!
I'm sorry you had to see this. It's all these poor knaves have to look forward to every day.
Come on!
Yeah!
Shit, wait!
Whoa, you do it!
This shit's weak! Woofy!
You never had a chance, Timmy.
I'll get you eventually, Greybush. Time is on my side.
Hey, at least I have a bush.
Shit's weak!
Oh, hey, Samantha. Sorry you had to hear that.
No. Congratulations on having a bush.
How do you two know each other?
I woke him up here this morning. He fell asleep working late last night.
Yeah, well, that's what old people do. They fall asleep.
Wow, JP, that is a great outfit. How much do clothes cost in the Matrix?
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Hi, I'm Jeff. I have a bush, too. It's not gray.
Hey.
What?
My bush isn't really gray.
Well, not according to my mom.
I thought I told you to quit talking about that.
People keep asking me about it.
I'm really sorry to have to leave this conversation, but I will see you guys later.
Get back to work, testers.
Hey, Samantha, don't take the red pill.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Wow.
Hey, Timmy, any chance I can crash on your couch tonight?
Why? So you can jerk off on my mom?
Jeff's a fucking liar, Timmy!
What's that? How many people did you tell about the incident with me and your mom?
13? Maybe? Why? I didn't know it was a secret.
No, you're right. Your mom would really appreciate it.
My bad. Sorry.
It's all right.
So where are you gonna crash tonight?
This really cute chick I've known for a long time said that I could sleep over with her and her two crazy girlfriends.
No way!
Yep.
Three chicks and you?
Yeah, I'll call you later and let you know which bed I end up in.
Totally. Oh, my roommate's here. Later, Gator.
Later.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mommy.
Did you have a good day?
I did. Do you remember the Tivo Samurai Jack?
I did. Oh, honey, they work you too hard there. It's a long day.
And it's not that tough of a job, though, Grandma, but thank you.
You are something else. You must be starving, darling.
Yeah, I could eat. That's quite the buffet you have there.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, Grace, you remember my grandson, Alex? Our new roommate. Mm-hmm.
How long are you staying?
Just till I find a new apartment.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
How old are you now?
I'll be 36 in October.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
I'm not gay, but thank you.
Denial.
Wow. That Grace sure makes me feel warm and welcome.
Well, you'd be bitter, too, if you had four husbands sigh on you.
Probably suicides.
There we go. Where's your din-din? Oh, watch this house. Oh, be careful. Okay, so that's chicken cutlet, leftover lasagna, some scrambled eggs, some pudding, and wait a minute. A piece of the wedding cake.
That is awesome, Grandma. Thank you.
You're welcome. at your new room, baby.
Wow, Grandma, this is nice.
This is good.
Hey, Sophie didn't die in the bed, did she?
No.
Good, good, good.
No, she fell out of bed and died right here.
Ew.
Oh, I am so happy that you're here, honey.
Thank you so much again.
Sweet dreams, darling.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
See you in the morning.
You sure will.
Floor, and nobody helped me.
You have got to be fucking shitting me.
Oh, I'm so cold when you're dead.
I swear to God, I would have helped you, Sophie. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I would have helped you. I just wasn't here.
Gotcha!
Oh, oh my God!
You scaredy cat.
What the hell are you doing, Grandma?
Well, I told you we were going to have fun.
Yeah.
Sweetie.
Uh-huh.
Don't curse. You're better than that.
Okay. Fuck. That's fucking crazy.
Go take a tinkle and be sure to wash your hands, then come down and have breakfast.
Okay, Grandma.
Wow. That was a great breakfast. Grandma, I'm going to go back to sleep now.
Oh, well, don't you have to go to work?
Actually, I don't have to be at work for another 3.5 hours.
Oh, that's wonderful that you have all this extra time, because we really could use your help around the house.
Oh, not a problem. What do you need me to do?
Just a few chores.
I'm going to need you to go all the way back and recheck, starting with level 1. Okay? Kane, you are going to take 1 through 3.
Whatever you need, Samantha.
Barry, you'll cover 4 through 6?
Yeah, no, I can do that, no problem. You're great.
Jeff, you're already working on 7 through 9, so why don't you just stick with those?
Let's do it. The levels, I mean, not sex. Sorry.
All right, Alex, I need you to deal with 10 through 15, because those are the real problem levels. And is he sleeping?
Yes, and possibly shitting his pants. Wake up, dude.
No chores, Grandma!
Nice rip, Alex.
Rip what?
All right, you guys, come on. Get to work. It's crunch time.
Seriously, rip what?
Why are you so tired?
Maybe because I was with 3 chicks last night. Something you'd know nothing about.
Excuse me.
Hey, look, it's Bono's brother.
So, how'd the loser conference go?
Those losers are going to make sure your game releases on time.
Oh, no, of course. They're the best. I want to get you a black cobra just to go around the neck.
Jiffy, I got to stay on top of these guys.
Please get on top of me.
Here, honey, I made you some jello with no fruit because I know how much you hate it. And you got cheese and crackers and some chocolate milk to wash it all down.
That's great. Thank you.
Ooh, what's this?
Mmm. This is a video game I'm making. It's kind of like a side project.
Oh, good for you, honey.
Hey, you want to play it?
I don't know. But, okay. You are so talented. Hmm. I remember the birdhouse you made way back at grade school.
This is a little more violent than the birdhouse. It's called Demonic. You play a demon who's been summoned from hell to clean out this meth lab.
Space shuttle.
So, yeah. This helps you look around. Mm-hmm. This button is to punch. This is to jump. This is to duck. This right trigger brings up your magic spell menu, and the left trigger lets you use your magic spells.
How do you make them walk?
Oh, that's this stick right here.
This here?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, walk over here. Okay, go in this room. Okay, use your telekinesis power to lift those objects.
I don't see a telephone anywhere.
No. It's like a mind power. Hit the red button.
Red.
Ooh, perfect. Okay, you know what? Use your fireballs to blow a hole in that wall. Yeah, that's great. Go in there.
Okay. Is this a good or a bad guy?
That's a bad guy. He's a drug dealer. Kill him.
Oh, I hate violence, but, oh, drugs are bad.
Ooh, nice death spike. Oh. Okay, now go in here and use your lightning to blow up those barrels.
Oh, isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun.
Hey, wow, you got to a checkpoint.
Is that good?
Yeah. Well, so that's my game. And you know what, I have a little more work to do, so if you want to just...
Wait your turn. I'm on a roll here. Take that, you dirty dopers.
Hey, you know what, Grandma? Yeah. I actually have to go see a friend and get some stuff. So you keep playing, and I'll see you later. Love you.
I can't believe there are people in this world who don't have cable. Dr. Shokolov gets it.
Yeah, he does.
Anyways, here's a black box that gets all the channels, plus pay-per-view, and a bunch of extra wires. Just don't let a cop see it, or Grandma's doing some time.
So, how do you two know each other?
I met the doctor at a cockfight in Pomona. He's hooking me up with the lion. It comes tomorrow.
Great.
Plus, he brought over some crazy Zimbabwean weed that'll turn you into a deer.
You know that lions eat deer, right?
That's true, kid. Doctor, we gotta be careful.
Oh, shit, I've been here 3 hours. I don't have antlers, do I?
No, you're cool, bro.
Thanks for all this. And, doctor? Ooh, sorry.
Anytime, kid.
Yes, finally a roommate who goes shopping. Chicken cutlet. Spaghetti with garlic bread. Oh, my God, the wings to go with the breast. I don't know what you are, but I will fucking eat you, too. Of course she doesn't have a microwave. She's fucking 100. Sleep well. Ooh.
fucker ass fuck. Oh, God damn it.
Let me guess, was your dick on fire?
Yeah. Hey, Jeff. Oh, hey, Alex. So, I finished my first level last night. How far are you, Alex?
Does it look like I got any levels done last night?
Oh, my
Jeez.
God.
That's crazy. Wait, don't tell me your roommates did that to you.
Yeah. It was my roommates. They're crazy. They're crazy. They tied me up. I was like one of those calves at the rodeo, all helpless. And you know what? Just when I was about to scream for the police, I came.
Oh, God.
And that felt nice.
That is nuts. So
what?
Hot.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. Can you take a look at that for me? Whoa, Alex, what happened?
There was a fire, and I was trying to save it from this baby, and...
No, he's banging his three roommates. They tied him up last night.
Crazy orgies, like, all week.
I don't know what they're talking about. They're just joking.
No, we're not. You literally just told us that.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's very smart, considering you work with your hands.
Yeah.
May I see you in my office for a minute, please?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Busted!
Bye.
Hey, you know what? I forgot something.
What?
This.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What? Are you serious? I think he fucking shattered it.
All right. Look, Alex. This game has to get finished. And you are the most experienced guy I have here. I'm really counting on you.
My hands being burnt will not affect me finishing my levels at all.
Well, I sure hope it doesn't.
Well, you know, you seem really out of place in the video game world.
Why? Because I'm a woman?
No, because you're a really hot woman, and you are swimming in a sea of virgins.
Well, that is very flattering and revealing, Alex.
Look, I know you think I'm really hot, too, and you want to go out with me after work and get a drink, but I have this very serious deadline that my boss gave me, so until I finish my levels, I can't have any distractions.
I guess I'll just have to suffer until then.
Sorry.
Mr. Cheezle online, too.
I have to take this.
Avoid his tea parties.
Hello?
What are you doing, JP?
Just thinking about my game.
Huh. How's that going?
People will bow to it.
All right. That's creepy.
I hate your face.
Did you say something? You're fucking weird.
How can he see me?
But before we can roast it, what I want to do is get the heat in the pan nice and high, and we're going to salt and pepper the pork. And notice it's
Hello, ladies. Enjoying the new cable?
Some of the places do with string, some of the places do with the net. So
you like that cooking channel, huh, Grandma?
And it's all food all day. That's all they do is they make food.
I want to eat the TV.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Maybe tomorrow you can introduce them to heroin.
Label on it. It's very rare to see a beer stein.
What's this?
Antiques Roadshow.
What's that?
Oh, it's great. People take in crap and then find out it's worth a lot of money.
Move over, B.
I'm an antique.
Yes, you are, B.
King Gambrinus, who was the patron saint of beer. And
so, ladies, I kind of need to use the television.
Shh. Go read your Playgirl or something. $4,000
for a beer mug?
That's ridiculous.
And we'll be right back as the Antiques Roadshow Marathon continues.
Marathon? Fuck me.
Come on.
Ooh.
Hi, you're dead. Bye-bye. What's up, J-Dog?
Hey, J-Dork, it's Alex.
What's going on?
going on, shit lips?
Not much. Look, I need you to do me a huge favor.
You're not jerking off on my dad.
Very funny. No, I really need your help. Do you think you can do some of my levels?
What? No, why can't you do them?
Look, my roommates won't let me get any work done. They're insane. They won't stop watching porn.
I can't get anything done. They're total nymphos. You gotta help me.
You're dead to me. Over.
Jeff's a good friend.
This is not an ordinary Tiffany lamp. This one is a fish lamp. You can see that there are fish swimming. The glass that these fish...
6 o'clock already?
Okay. I'll make you some breakfast before you do your chores.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not that hungry, Grandma. I was going to go into work early also. I don't have time to do any chores today.
Oh, it's just a couple of things, sweetie. Do you know how to use a sandblaster?
Where did you get that?
Oh, well, there was a break in the marathon on TV, so I did some of your laundry, and I found that vase in your bag, and, well, it smelled terrible, so I cleaned it. Doesn't it look nice?
Thanks.
Fruit cup.
Nice. Way to go, Mom.
Challenge.
Quiet, Bobby. Can't you see Alex is sleeping? He's not taking challenges.
No. I'm challenging you, Jeff.
To what game?
The Dance Dance Revolution.
That's great, Bobby, but we don't have Dance Dance Revolution, so you're dumb. When the hell did we get this?
It just came in this morning. Suddenly you're not such a big shit talker anymore, are you, Jeff?
Looks like my days are numbered here at Brainasium. Well, can you at least go first so I can see what I'm doing?
Oh, with pleasure.
Yeah, lose the Woody Allen jacket.
Dreaming, dreaming, grooving. If you know what I mean, it's moving on the scene, all right?
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Good stuff, Bobby. Nice moves. That was hot. Well, let's see what we got here.
Are you ready? Yeah!
Game is fun! Oh my god!
A new high score!
What does high score mean? New high score, is that bad? What does that mean? Does that break it?
I did, but I think that the music was a little loud.
Are you afraid of it?
No, I just don't like techno.
You would if you had robot ears.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, I had a suggestion for Eternal Death Slayer. You know, the dwarves and the elves?
Three!
What?
Eternal Death Slayer 3.
3. Sorry. Anyway, don't you think that the dwarves on level 4 look a little too similar to the elves on level 6? Might be a little too confusing.
Well, that's an interesting theory, Kane, but redesigning all those characters at this stage would be way too expensive.
I agree. But what if you just rendered them a different color? You know, that would be cheap and quick.
Leave the decisions to me, Kane. There's a reason why I'm the creator of EDS-3 and you're just a tester.
I just...
Eject! He had a good idea. Shut up! Mind your own business. May I speak to you, my lady?
Yeah, I guess. But could you please knock next time? And what is with this m'lady stuff? What are you, a knight of the round table? Come on.
Sorry.
What was that?
Nothing. I just came to tell you that I noticed the dwarves on level 4 and elves on level 6 of EDS-3 look way too similar. Could be confusing to some.
Well, what do you want me to do? I can't push the deadline any further.
Well, you wouldn't have to if you just rendered them different colors. Be cheap and wouldn't take more than a day or two.
Yeah. Yeah, we can definitely do that. That is a great idea.
Those are the only kind I have. There's a symposium on nanotechnology tomorrow at UCLA, 3 p.m. I thought maybe
you... Tippy?
Yeah?
I'm working.
Right. I am, too. I just thought I'd let you know. I think that everybody should know. You should probably make that a memo. ASAP.
ASAP. Gotcha.
Hey, dude.
What's up, guys? What did Weirdo say about the elves?
Shot it down.
What? Really? That was a good idea.
No, it wasn't. I'm a piece of shit. I suck.
Relax, Kane. You're not a piece of shit. Just run it by Alex. Maybe he'll talk to JP. We'll have to wake him up out of his sex coma first.
He gives me a reason to live. Him and all those stink-ass hoes.
Dude, he's living a fantasy. It's so awesome.
No, you guys, it's not awesome, okay? Our report is due tomorrow, and he hasn't even started it. All right, if he doesn't finish it, we're totally effed. Crap, that's Alex's intercom. Hello?
Delivery at the front desk for you, Alex.
Cool. I hope it's a naked dude with a boner.
What?
Nothing.
Come on, let's find Alex's desk.
God bless us, everyone.
May I help you, ladies? Are you looking for Alex?
Yes, I'm Alex's grandmother, Lily. And these are his roommates. This is Grace, and that's Bea.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, ladies.
Thank you. We thought it'd be nice to bring them a nice homemade lunch.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, I'm Samantha. Come on, I'll show you where it works.
You're dying.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Is Alex around? He has some visitors.
No, he's not. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Did you go to high school with Alex?
We're his roommates.
You're the reason Alex has been tired all week?
We have been sort of rough on him, but he is kind of soft, if you know what I mean.
We're not used to having a man in the house, so I guess we ride him pretty hard.
Oh, that is so gnarly.
So where is he?
I haven't seen him. He's definitely not under his desk sleeping. That's a fact.
Well, he's probably working hard somewhere. Well, could you please just give him his lunch and tell him that I've had such fun playing with his new toy all morning, and when he comes home later, he can play with me.
Oh, my gosh. What a barf.
That is so repulsive.
All right.
Toys. Hey, that's enough. I'm here.
Well, there you are.
Hi, Grandma.
We missed you.
I was somewhere else, working very hard on something.
Dude, what is going on?
This is my grandmother. These are her two roommates. I've been living with them for the last week.
Okay.
Hi, Grandma, ladies.
Hi.
Good to know.
Dude. Jerking off my mom is one thing, but banging your grandmother and her roommates, that's like legendary.
You're an idiot. Hey, you know what, ladies? Why don't I... Come on, I'll walk you out.
Okay.
No, we're going to go this way.
Oh, my gosh. Rap. Dildo lunch?
Sometimes they're marked, like this first one, which is by Llewellyn. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're just great style, like this one.
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Hey, Grandma. Hey, B. You know, you guys should probably go to bed early. You have a busy day tomorrow.
What do you mean?
I don't have any plans.
No.
I just figured you want to be well rested if you're going to go to Antiques Roadshow.
Alex, you're an angel.
You can stay as long as you like and love any man you choose.
Pamela Mills here in Van Nuys, where a rare breed of African lion was captured in a residential neighborhood. Sir, what was going through your head when you came upon the lion?
This shit is fucking crazy. I don't even know how a lion got into the neighborhood. I heard some growling and shit out in the yard. So my roommate and I, we go to check this shit out. I look up in the tree, and there's the fucking king of the jungle.
You know, you ladies should really get some sleep.
Oh, yes, that's right. We need our beauty sleep because we have a lot of things of praise.
Come on, baby. Come on.
You were staring right at me. I almost shit my fucking pants. So I ran inside and called the 5 off.
Good night, ladies. Time to get some levels tonight.
Maybe we can just divide the levels and just do them right now.
Well, there's no time. We're screwed.
Are we going to get fired?
I mean, you might. We won't.
Well, I hope I do. I'm a worthless asshole who deserves to die young.
Easy, Kane. He'll be here. You guys relax. Have faith.
Don't slit your wrist, Kane. I'm here. Gentlemen, levels 10 through 15, all done.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
All right. Who wants a piece of the gray bush?
Still think I should die.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hopefully that'll keep away the bad energy troll. Samantha, what's the latest?
Well, Mr. Cheezel, not only have these guys found all the bugs, but we have detailed instructions on how to fix them. We're back on schedule.
Phenomenal. Great energy. Great energy.
I had a dream last night.
I dreamt I was a dove flying over the sea. And then I dove into the ocean. And I swam with the dolphins. I was two animals joined as one, which meant good things are coming. Good things.
Samantha, why don't you take the guys out for dinner tonight on Brainasium?
Sure.
Yeah, Samantha takes out.
Yeah, let's fucking rage!
Rage?
You know, Mr. Cheezel, fly with the seabirds or whatever you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, rage it up. Rage all you want. Good things are coming. Good things.
Hey, Samantha.
Hey.
Look, so
sorry I can't make the dinner tonight. I just got the new season of Buffy on DVD, and I'm going to kick it in my crib and watch the bonus features.
Wow, I didn't even know that that came out.
It hasn't yet. I know people.
Cool. Well, you have a long night ahead of you.
If you want me to come, I totally will.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Or if you want to call me afterwards, you totally can, probably.
Actually, I'm really tired, so I'm probably not going to stay out so late. But I will definitely see you on Monday.
Listen, I realize that it must be really intimidating to talk to me, you know. But underneath this genius, I'm simply a human, you know. But I'm working on that.
JP?
Yeah?
I have to go.
Okay.
Drive safe.
I have chosen our very best table for your party.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. This is our Harmony table.
Thank you.
Take a look, please, at our very exclusive vitamin water list.
Oh, I'll look at that.
Yeah. Enjoy the Harmony.
This is where we get to have our big dinner, huh?
Mr. Cheezle picked it.
There's a shocker.
This menu sucks.
The tofu cakes look kind of good. Maybe. Do they even have alcohol?
Actually, we don't serve alcohol. Bummer, I know, but this must be your first time here at Our Lady Health. I'm Shiloh. I'll be your waiter all day.
I'm sorry. Did you say your name was Shiloh?
Yeah, Shiloh.
That's weird.
Jeff.
What? It's weird.
He meant gay.
No alcohol? This place sucks.
Hey, fella, give it a chance. We do serve shots of wheatgrass.
That's cool if you want to be sober and vomit.
Excuse me, sir. What do you recommend for appetizers?
Ooh, you know what everyone's buzzing about is the bean sprout quesadilla. Mmm.
You know what? There's a Tommy Burger right down the street.
Let's just do that, you guys.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Look, guys, come on. I know the food's a little different here, but it's actually good and good for you. We don't serve it with any grease or fat.
If we pay extra, could we maybe get some grease or fat?
Do you have bathrooms here, or do I have to shit in a plant?
Stupid fucking idiot, red-shirted ass. You guys think you're so fucking cool. It makes me sick. Let's go make fun of the vegans and their crazy lifestyle. We're not hurting anyone. Go eat a hamburger and choke on a cow dick.
Aw, someone missed their yoga class this morning. Come on, let's go.
Nice karma, Guy Blow.
You said it wrong, stupid. It's Shiloh.
I'm really sorry, sir.
You were sweet.
Thank you, Lily. I still can't believe they appraised that footstool at $200.
I know. Who would have thought that was early Victorian?
I want to win some money. I tried to tell you that was an old piece of dried dog poop, but you didn't want to believe me. Poop, poop, ba-doo. Hey, this tea has quite a kick. What is it?
I'm not sure. I found this in one of Sophie's old tins, and I just thought it would be nice to do it in her memory. Here's to you, Sophie.
There is absolutely no way that you could ever beat me at any video game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, while other girls growing up were playing with Barbies, I was beating my brothers at Super Mario.
Ooh, Super Mario. Nice name drop.
How long have you been a tester?
Like 10 years.
Wow.
I used to be an accountant. Then I woke up one day and realized I was miserable, so I walked into my boss's office and I said, Dad, I quit.
Dad, nice name drop.
Look, at the end of the day, you have to do what you're passionate about.
Exactly.
Plus, you can't get stoned and be an accountant. Make too many mistakes, you lose people millions of dollars, you get fired.
Dude, can we go back to your grandma's house? I have to use the bathroom.
You're not going to my grandma's house. Go pee in the alley.
I have to pee out of my ass.
Oh, man. You know what? It's too late to go to your grandma's house. I should get going anyway.
No. It's not that late. It's right around the corner. We can totally go.
It's an emergency.
Now remember, they're probably sleeping, so please be quiet.
I think I hear voices.
Is that Spanish?
Numero dos, andale.
Hey, Grandma.
What these people are saying?
Energía, así que aquí estamos ahora sí en un dueto musical.
Chin chin, rock panda, chin 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 chin, no coco.
I didn't know you were bringing people. I would have trimmed my antlers.
Your grandma's hilarious.
Yeah, she's not normally like this.
Is that beer? Can I have one?
Yeah, here, you can have all of them. Where's the bathroom?
It's upstairs to the left. Oh, I love that music. Give me a cutie.
Oh, hey. Oh, my face.
Hey, Grandma. Do you think maybe I could talk to you in the kitchen for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Come on. Why don't we have that beer in the kitchen?
Okay.
Grandma, why aren't you in bed?
Oh, excuse me. Well, we were getting ready for bed, and we had a pot of Sophie's tea.
What tea?
Sophie's tea from the tin on her dresser. Oh, we thought it'd be nice to drink it in memory of Sophie. I can hear my hair growing. You want some soup?
I'm okay, Grandma. My grandma drank all my pot.
That is great. I'm just saying it's cool. I mean, how many people get to say that in a lifetime?
Do you have any more pot?
No.
I could definitely smoke a joint right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Call that weirdo Dante.
Yeah, call him.
Hey, easy, pothead. I'll get you your fix.
Cool if I invited some of my friends from the Crazy Beaver, right?
Maybe next time you could go a little less on the crazy and a little more on the beaver.
There's no trouble, bro. They're people just like you and me. Now hit this joint, have some fun.
This isn't the, I think I'm a deer shit, is it?
No, you're smoking the Frankenstein.
Why is it Frankenstein?
Because after you smoke it, you walk like this. Look, I'm a cookie monster.
What's up, mommy?
Peanut butter.
I love Madame Gamay.
In the old man's horn, behind the bushes, till I'm begging for more. Woo!
Let's just say I learned a lot about owning a lion.
You learned better not own one.
Nice English words, Dr. Shockaloo.
Thank you.
Hey, Dante, my girlfriend and I caught you on the news yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
My girlfriend? Do you mean that piece of rabbit fur you rub on your dick every night?
Yeah.
Hey, man, looking back, maybe that lion was a bad idea.
That's why Dr. Shocker was hooking me up with a monkey. I'm going to teach you Taekwondo.
Le French va lui apprendre le judo.
Yeah. Karate monkey, that's probably safer.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Who wants some cereal?
Yeah! Colonel Crackers is the best!
Oh, I just wish he would hop off the box and hang out with us. I think he's so cute.
Guess I'm not high enough to get that one.
Well, guess what else you're not going to get, party pooper? The Colonel. Here, honey.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
Hey, has anybody got a light? I found some weed.
Oh, I do.
I want to smoke it. It'll be fun.
What is this? Oh, it's JP's phone number.
Lucky you.
You guys heard him talk like a robot?
He's a fucking psycho.
Hey, we got to prank call him.
Let's prank call him.
No.
Come on.
Debug!
I tried that.
Graphic meter!
No, that's not it. Shit! This is not working.
You'll never finish! This game is falling apart.
No, it's not. Shut up.
You're letting everyone down?
No, I'm not. I'm going to make this game, and it's going to be the best thing that anyone has ever seen.
Delusional thoughts from Fantasy Island. You'll never get metal legs. Samantha is fucking Alex. No, she's not!
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Baby wants some milk.
Baby loves milk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, suck those junk kids.
They're so good.
Ooh, kick to the head.
Yeah.
Oh. There we go.
Oh, what is that, you baby?
You want an ice cream sandwich?
They're on whole wheat with lettuce.
Oh, no, that's okay. But you know, I think the bikers want some in the dining room.
Oh, okay.
Distract me with my grandmother. Yeah. Here, watch this.
My next backbreaker.
Oh, you're dead. I killed you.
So, I mean, what's it like being old? It's got to be weird, right? I mean, you saw a lot of stuff go down. World War One. World War II, the automobile, Tupac. I mean,
I once gave Charlie Chaplin a hand job.
No way. Was he silent?
Not after I was done with him. Oh, he's so cute. You remind me of Charlie. Little tramp, you.
Cabo Wabo shots. You're up first, Samantha.
Ole, vamos a festeja.
I don't think so. Tequila really messes me up.
It's supposed to. Come on.
Well, you know what? If you don't do it, I'm going to do it. And that's one more thing I beat you at.
Oh, you asshole.
All right. Moving on. You know what? Pour me two.
I feel like Tom Cruise at cocktail.
Hey, you don't really have to do two. I was just kidding.
Oh, what's the matter, Nana's boy? Can't hang.
Wow. Someone ass getting laid tonight.
Doctor, we're not in the rainforest, man.
My beef strong.
Your beef wrong.
Here I am with Abbott and Costello.
Wow. Which one did you nail?
One. Try both.
You're a dirty old whore.
What do you mean, were?
Yes.
Getting sideways, going to the game. Getting sideways, going to the game.
Thing is, please.
like wow, baby. It's the fitness champ. I'm something like a bowler. The candy paint dripping off with an old school Impala. I'm with it.
Look at the little cowboy hat.
Morning.
Well, you must have been off duty last night, Sheriff.
Great, old pictures, because, you know, for a minute I thought it might be something embarrassing.
What Halloween was that?
No, that wasn't Halloween. That was his first day at high school.
Oh, are those leopard spandex?
Look, you can see his pee-pee.
Okay, the sheriff demands that those pictures be burned.
Oh, look here, look at this report card.
Let's see. All A's. Mm-hmm. Impressive.
I'm a genius, what can I say?
Well, you were up till high school, and then all of a sudden he got unfocused. I guess it was just puberty.
Yeah, it was definitely puberty.
Oh, look at here. Here's Alex's grandfather holding baby Alex. It was 10 years last month.
I'm so sorry.
That's why I like Alex to be in the house, because it makes me feel closer to him. He loved you so much.
And I loved him. And I love you. And I love being your roommate. You would have loved my grandfather. He was the coolest. He would have had a beer or two with us last night.
He would have had 20. No, he had a problem.
He would have definitely fit in with that crowd then.
We had such fun last night. I've got to get the name of that tea.
Oh, my gosh. It's already noon. I should probably get going. Hey, yeah. Alex, could you give me a ride?
Oh, yeah, totally.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you for showing me all the photos.
Come anytime, sweetheart. I've got 4 more boxes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later, Grandma. Okay. Hey, Barry, I think it's time for you and the milkmaid to go home. Yeah, West, yeah.
Grace, I have a confession to make. You were my first.
Really? Oh, that's sweet. You were my, I don't know, 3,000-something.
Word up.
Should have worn a condom.
Nice place. I've never met anyone with 300 roommates.
Yeah, it gets messy, but I've got 50 housekeepers, so.
That helps.
This is my room.
Here we are.
Yep. Thanks. So I will see you on Monday.
See you on Monday.
Thanks for the ride.
You're welcome.
Ah, shit. I got my parking ticket. Hey, I forgot my key. Wow. I just came back to get my parking ticket. What if I had been the bellboy?
I was kind of hoping you were. I'll see you at work.
I'll be there.
I'll be the older gentleman.
I am a genius. Samantha, you will be. Must ingest more fuel.
When did I get a message?
I am not amused.
Yes, that's correct. She gave Charlie Chaplin a hand job. Yeah, next question. Right here.
Do you think that she invented the hand job?
Ooh, no, I don't. But she did say she started the finger in the ass during a blowjob. Yeah, she's a pioneer. The big news from the party, though, ladies and gentlemen, Barry sucked on his first booby.
For 13 hours.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Jeff, sounded like quite a fun party Friday.
What do you mean?
Well, I got the hilarious message that you and Alex left. Almost as hilarious as your face.
Look, we were just kidding, JP.
Don't be mad at us.
So where's Alex? What, did he take the day off and die of old age?
No, he went to lunch with Samantha.
What?
So, who wants to hear about my STD from the silent film era? Yeah, hands up. This chick's pussy smelled like the Great Depression.
Do you want any snacks, Alex?
Oh, no thanks, Grandma. I'm fine.
Oh, could you get that, please, dear?
Sure thing, Grandma.
Maybe it's a fireman stripper, Alex.
I can only hope, Grace.
What the fuck are you doing here?
I need to speak with you, Alex.
The phone message really bummed me out. I can't help it that I'm different. I want you guys to like me, and you look at me like I'm a freak.
JP, I gotta be honest. The robot voice does not help your cause.
I know. I do, and I get nervous.
Look, nobody hates you, okay? I'm going to talk to Jeff and the other guys, and we'll all go hang out one night.
And Samantha?
And Samantha.
Really? That'll be awesome. Thanks, Alex.
Hey, everyone at Brainasium totally respects you. I mean, you created one of the greatest games ever when you were just a kid. You're a fucking legend, man.
I know. I am pretty amazing. What's that?
Oh, that's nothing. It's this game I've been designing in my spare time.
for the last couple years.
Wow. This 3D mapping is so smooth. Did you design it by yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no clipping at all. Who did the programming?
I did that too. Hey, what can I say? I'm a 35-year-old prodigy.
35. The collision detection's excellent on this. Hey, you know what? I could take this home for you and maybe give you some notes on it or something. You know, that's something a normal person or a friend would do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that would be really cool.
The lighting effects are really realistic.
Here, just do me a favor, all right? Don't be too critical. I'm not a genius.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, I know you are. And also, dude, I haven't told any of the guys at work about this. It's kind of a secret. So just be careful with that disc and don't tell anyone.
Oh, yeah. Careful's my middle name. Actually, it's not. It's Philip.
Doctor, hand me a baggie, please.
Here you go.
Thanks, Tom.
This guy's not going to rip my heart out of my chest and show it to me, is he?
No. This is Mr. Lee Ho. He's teaching me a monkey taekwondo. I got my yellow belt today. Monkey got his red belt. He's a quick learner.
Monkey, sucker, punch!
Oh, I got this fat lip.
Where's the monkey now?
He's upstairs putting his nunchucks away. Yo, that party was off the hook, kid. Your girl can drink her fucking face off.
Shut up, monkey! I got company, dude!
Doctor, can you tell Mr. Li Ho to go make the monkey be quiet?
Yes, sir. Li Shensheng. 他说今你能不能去路上让猴子病静下来?
当然可以。妈的,这个臭小猴子,做什么东西? 干掉。我来了。Li Ho's the real deal. He's full on Chinese.
Yeah, I can see that.
The fuck?
Mr. Li Ho? Monkey?
Oh, no, shit! You have to cup your arm at the bottom tightly and then release slowly like this. Watch. Try it.
Dude, I can't do it.
Just practice on the weekends and stuff in your free time. You'll get it. Don't tell me your grandma beats you.
That's more believable than what actually happened. So what's this big meeting about?
I think it's about farting.
Gentlemen, Samantha, last night I received a rough copy of JP's new game. And let me just say that it invaded my mind with such force, I thought I was going to explode into the atmosphere.
It really is amazing.
Yes. If you turn your attention to the monitor, I'll give you a glimpse at the future. Prepare your minds for demonic.
What? This is my game.
I want to watch.
Hey, no. No, stop, please. This is my game.
What are you saying, Alex?
I've been developing this game for over 3 years.
What are you talking about? I've been working on this game all year. You know that, Mr. Cheezle.
Okay, that's bullshit. Robo Bitch came over to my house last night. I showed him this game. He said he was going to give me some notes on it, not fucking steal it.
Do you have another copy of the game?
No.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
Why didn't you tell me you were designing a game?
I don't know. I was self-conscious about it.
Oh, how cute. He's just trying to get into your pants.
Dude, I will come over there and kick your robot head right off of that skinny fucking body.
Wait, Alex, you're really clouding the energy in this room right now.
Is there any way that you can prove that this is your game?
Challenge him, dude.
Yeah!
What's that gonna prove, Jeff? He probably stole the game from me, copied it, and learned all the moves in one night. Mr. Cheezle, this is sad.
Okay, that's it. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
silent then. Wow, Alex.
Dude, you gotta cool down. Then you come back tomorrow and you apologize to JP. I'm sorry.
Apologize? I've been busting my ass on this game.
Okay, now your energy is really scaring me.
You know what? Fuck energy, fuck JP, fuck Brainasium, fuck all of you, I quit.
Wait, Alex.
Let him go, let him go. Let him find his center and realign his chi.
That's right, monkey. Clear my head.
I want you to take the Frankenstein shit, the deer shit, the green monster, the bling, and the bling bling. And I want you to roll it all into one joint.
No one's ever been brave enough to try that.
One man is. Roll it.
I'll smoke it with you, bro. We'll go to the loony bin together. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, Lily. Is Alex here?
Hi, Samantha. No, he should be at work. But why, is there something wrong?
Oh, no. He's not hurt or anything. It's just that there was an argument at work over this video game and...
Alex's game? Demonic?
Yeah. Do you know it?
Of course. I love it. I'm almost at the final checking point, except I have to deal with those zombies that keep biting my neck.
Hey, Lily, could you do me a favor?
Sure.
I'm videotaping this for scientific research. This shit will be on the Discovery Channel.
Don't judge me, monkey.
I just don't understand it. Why would anybody do that? Try to steal that from him.
I don't know, Lily, but it's not...
Keep trying, guys. Backstreet for life.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Jeff, can you find Alex? Can you shake his grandmother to Cheese's office and get this mess figured out?
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay.
Totally.
Thank you. Hello, Jeffrey.
What's up, Silver Fox?
Why are you so sweaty?
Oh, I started a fight club. Yeah. So, where's Alex?
We don't know. Nobody can find him.
I know where he is. Come on, babe.
You got skills.
What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor? Oh. Hello?
Hey, Dante, is Alex there?
Hold on. Phone's for you. I think it's the devil.
Hello?
Hey, Alex, you gotta come back to work.
I quit there fucking months ago, man.
How big to you right now?
Who is this? This is more of Albert.
God, you're torched. Okay, look. There's an emergency. JP revealed himself to be an actual robot, and he kidnapped your grandma, and he's going to eat her soul out of her head.
My grandmother's in trouble? I'll be right there.
He's on his way.
How much time do we have?
Enough time to 69.
Oh, just like Don Knotts.
Oh, hello, Mayberry. Oh.
You got to give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house. Drive, monkey, drive!
I love what you did with the bit mapping. Very stylish, very aggressive, very, very Miyamoto.
Right. That's what I was going for.
Excuse me, Mr. Cheezel?
Yes, Samantha?
I have proof that JP stole Alex's game.
What proof?
I can't believe this stupidity. You actually want me to play a 90-year-old woman?
90?
Grandma, what are you doing here?
I'm trying to show these people that you are not a liar. Okay, let's go. Let's start the game.
All your attention on monitors, everybody.
Here I come to get you.
Get him.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Get him. How about that?
Fireball! Fireball! Take this level 2 lightning.
Murder, She Wrote's on. Sure. Don't forget, I'm a prodigy.
And don't forget, it's my grandson's game.
I will taste your flesh.
That's right, Grandma.
I am so sorry I didn't believe you, Alex. You know, I had a dream last night. I was a snake slithering through the grass until it came upon a dead elk. And I climbed into his soul. And it's there I stayed until morning, which meant that I will underestimate someone very close to me.
Wow. Where do you get your weed?
From you, Dante.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Mr. Diesel?
Okay, JP, let's go. We'll have your mom come and pick you up.
Take care, JP.
Please sit on my feet.
That was not appropriate.
You're the mom, just get on down.
Cheers.
Hey, Dante. We're all toasting.
Hold up, yo. I've been saving this weed for a special occasion.
What kind is this?
This one's called the Brown Bomber. Because when you smoke it, you get so stoned, you shit your pants.
I don't want to do that.
I already shit my pants this month, so I'm good.
Whatever.
What the fuck was that?
That's a present Dr. Shocklu and I got for Alex.
Dude, a bag of weed would have been fine.
Grown man, he lived with his grandma, Lily. He's looking for a small space to light up his bong. At Nana's house, Jeff with the old lady, kissing him in the mouth. A sucker for love, look at him getting his rub. Is he a virgin? In fact, headed for the tub. With a PJ suit on a PJ cruise, a little kid with his own room, watching the news. Stuck in the grown body, playing with a hottie. Jeff and Grace kissing, stoned in the kitchen. We'll be in the house, taking pills, y'all see in the house. The pot smoker, Alex in the bathroom. The shirt with Dr. Doom, jerking it off and working it off. Grandma's boy,
tell your friends in the future.
Grandma's boy,
just bring your lunch in your bag.
Grandma's boy,
every night making hot coffee.
Grandma's boy. In the groove, still tasting on the booze. He's stuck on the chest, sometimes he won't move. The co-worker chewing the breath like a hamburger. Josh, the peep of time licker. With big hookers in the back seat, pimping the taxi. Mr. Teasel, looking for good things like a weasel. A diamond bezel, you know the devil. Kicking it all, facing trouble. Nana's got Alex's chronic in the tea kettle. The weed got him settled. Everybody pushing the pedal. They invited the guests, they invited the best. A house party playing the video game. Grandma put him to shame. JP got rowdy. The next morning they was out. Grandma's boy.
Tell your friends in the future.
Grandma's boy.
Just bring your lunch in your bag.
Grandma's boy.
Every night making coffee.
Grandma's boy.
You're driving me to see Dr. Shockaloo. We're getting late tonight. 203, Grandma, lighting the tea. Eternal death, and something's wrong with JP. Blazing the Philly with Lily. I'm the big woolly, Samantha dancing. By the wall, romancing, drinking the cup loud. Waking everybody up, taking the clothes off like a stripper. I'm ready to tip her. Dante stoned out with his hands in the lion's mouth. On the mattress with Lily Colonial Crackers. Watching the Green Bay Packers. A cast of pot actors with hot tokes of the Frankenstein with pot factors. Direct for the robot years, you better have robot ears.
I'm my boy. Grandma's boy. Grandma's Grandmika, Grandma, Grandmrs. O's, Grandmizzle, Grandmichael, Grandmaka, Grandmatos, different ways to say Grandma.
Another day, just another day.